This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, last name Rapp, R-A-P-P, date of birth June 13, 1980, patient seen for Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, Imam, I-M-A-M, of MedStar, Family Care of Little Elm. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for your support. This 45-year-old female was referred to me for elevated hemoglobin and hematocrit. So we sent the blood for next gen sequencing, and it did come back as patient having JAK, J-A-K, 2 mutation. New paragraph. So her polycythemia is polycythemia vera and driven by JAK2 V617F mutation. New paragraph. Today she does not offer symptoms. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 3 inch tall, weighing 105, blood pressure 123/89. Eyes, ENT showed some plethora, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse is active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Erythrocytosis secondary to polycythemia vera. Recommendations. I have advised the patient to take one baby aspirin daily. I also advise her to donate the blood periodically to keep her hemoglobin and hematocrit within normal range. Also discussed definitive treatment such as JAK2 mutation mediated targeted therapy like Jakafi, J-A-K-A-F-I, or non-specific chemotherapy to suppress erythrocytosis like hydroxyurea. For right now, I think we could just watch it and have her donate the blood, also take baby aspirin, and periodically we will check CBC to monitor the progress. At some point we may have to resort to Jakafi or similar agents, but for right now we will just watch her with periodic blood donation and baby aspirin. Thank you. This is a progress follow-up consultation on Megan Rapp. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Hassan, Imam. Thank you.